Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomim. We are now starting Siman Beis, and we are live, truly live, from the Yerushalayim Hills of the Vaseret, and this is a very important Siman in terms of appreciating, although 95% of Shulchan Aruch are actually regular, full-blown, like halachos, and we talk about something that's, you know, a restriction and usher, it's usher medina. Here, these are halachos that Rav Moshe Feinstein, as we'll see in a second, Rav Moshe Feinstein actually learns and understands that these are what he calls a midas chasidus, but not so much a midas chasidus that we shouldn't strive for. But it's not a formal iser, and it's something that definitely B'nai Torah should be cognizant of, and it's in the Shulchan Aruch for a reason, as I'll explain right now. We saw in Siman Aleph that the Ramah, as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see right now in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Ramah started his addendum to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph with the principle, if you remember, of Shivisi Hashem Menegdi Tamid, how a person has to conduct himself always with awareness of Hashem's presence at all times. We saw different mahalachim in it. Mishnah Berurah's mahalach is to really ingrain in oneself the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidios, but more importantly, to have a awareness of Hashem. You want to come to the Bitachon Chabura once a week, thinking about these things, to be aware of Hashem's presence at all times. But now, as an expression of this, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber himself, brings down in Siman Beis, Sif Aleph, an expression of this, where the Shulchan Aruch brings up how one should not expose his body, we're going to see, in a way that would be viewed as indecent. I'm going to formulate it precisely. Indecent if he were in the presence of others. In other words, even if you're alone, you should not expose your body in a way that would be viewed as indecent if he were in the presence of others. Now, in order to understand these halachos properly, so I said there's an important Igbis Maisha. You can check it out tonight if you want to check it out. It's Yaradea Chelak Gimel Samich Ches Dalid. Moshe maintains that these halachos here, as I said, are not Isurim per se. They're not Isurim per se, but rather, Rav Moshe says that these are, as I said, Midas Chasidus, which display this heightened sensitivity towards Hashem's presence. And it's not a Midas Chasidus in the sense that, oh, only the great Gedolim should be following, but really appropriate for all. In fact, I'll tell you a story. I remember when my Shana Bet, I roomed for a while with a Madrich. I was close with him. And I remember that he used to go ahead and get dressed. When he would dress himself in the morning, he would have his clothes covering him. And like I said, like, you know, I'd get up, put on my clothes, my underwear, and I'm in the room, like, you know, this is what we all do, right? And he would be there, you know, going ahead and covering himself. Like, Mamash, he had the blanket over him, and he'd be putting on his underwear, totally covered. And I used to, like, make fun of him, and like that. But as we're going to see, this is really, you know, appropriate based on what he said. We're going to see now in the Shulchan Aruch. And you'll ask yourself, like, but what is that? Like, Hashem's going to see you in your room? Hashem can see you through your clothes. So, like, you shouldn't, you know, you really can't even wear clothes. Hashem can see you undressed through your clothes, right? It's like, what's the whole point? So the Superman can see you through your clothes, you know, that anyone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. So the pshat is that it's not so much Hashem, because Hashem can see whatever. The pshat is we're dressing this way and not becoming unclothed in inappropriate places. We'll see where you can be unclothed, maybe. Because the idea is that this is the way, and this is the gedder, Rav Moshe explains. You should be clothed in a way that if a person was in your room together with you, you wouldn't be dressed that way. Now you'll say, "What do you mean? When I was with this madrich, so I didn't really care. He was there too. I didn't really care how I was getting dressed." So in a chinami, you might have to also understand that there are certain norms of sensitivities. And sensible standards of B'nai Torah. But we'll talk more about this. Let's first look inside, and then we will spell it out even better to get more practical. So here comes the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yilbash chaluko miyushav. Ella, a person, when he's getting dressed, and you have to understand, in those days, they used to sleep undressed totally. You might see this in Gemara's. They were totally undressed, and they were just covered with a blanket. And under the blanket, they were totally undressed. Totally. So they'd have to get their clothes on. Right? If they took off their blanket, they'd be totally undressed. So what would you have to do? He says, when you get dressed, you shouldn't sit up already from the blanket and then expose yourself. But rather, elayika chaluko, you take your garment. In those days, the garment, all right, was like one big shirt and garment that covered your, you know, legs as well. Right? That's how they used to dress. To us, it looks like a toga, but like that's the way they, you know, that's the way they dressed. The chaluk didn't only cover, it wasn't only a shirt, it also covered their legs. Okay, the yachnis, under the covers, you would put your head and your arms through this chaluk, this like long, you know, shirt garment that would go down over your body. Be'odem shochei, when you're still lying down in your bed, you put it over your head and your arms in it, and then put it on. And as you go up, the nimtza kishi yakum, and this way, I guess those who would do it would get a good tech, would learn how to do it with the proper technique. So as he says, as you would keep putting it on and getting up, so as you get up, kishiyakum shum mechuseh. It's like when he'd get up, as soon as he'd like get up out of the blanket, he would be covered. That would be the technique, so that you'd never be exposed. And look what the Halacha Bey says, al yomar, and you should not say, as we're all thinking right now, hineni b'chadrei chadarim mi ro'eni. Hey, I'm in my room, I'm in the inside room of the house, like, who's going to see me? Yakadosh Baruch Hu melo chol ha'aretz kavodo. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. You can sing the Uncle Moshe song, right? Melo chol ha'aretz kavodo. We're going to read the Mishnah Brura now, and again, we're going to need to have some extra specific, sensitive tight chair. Aleph, the Mishnah Brura, mi yushav. Why? Why should he not put on the garment when he's sitting up? Da'az behechrech yisgale gufa. Because then, automatically, when he sits up, his body will be revealed. The Adam tzarech l'snayeg. And a person has to be noyeg b'tznios u'busha of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if he would be in front of other people. Again, if you would not have, this is not a halacha in tznios legabe other people. This is not a halacha in tznios legabe other people. That's a separate inyan. That you have, if you would walk around naked in front of other people in your room, then you have to go ahead and, you know, work on that. That's not, and there's a certain standard of what's appropriate for a Ben Torah. But the point is, whatever you were supposed to do in front of people that were there, that's how you have to treat as if they're not there. Right? So if your answer is, oh, this is the way I would act like a behemoth in front of other people, I could act this way. Well, first you have to know the proper standards of the way you're supposed to be in front of other people. And then, okay, this halach is that you should not think because they're not there, I can dress this way. That was very important. This is not a halach of sneas legabe other people. This is a halach of Shivisi Hashem and Negdi Tamid, something to inculcate in us awareness of presence of Hashem. And if we wouldn't dress this way and be this way in front of people, we should not be this way and dress this way or be undressed this way in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, V'adam tzarech l'snayeg b'tznius u'busha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like by people. V'afilu kishu laila, even when it's night and dark, u'b'chad v'chadarim. Halo, melo chola aretz kevodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. V'chachashecha v'cha'ayra l'fanav yisbarach. Okay? And dark and light is the same in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein tzarech lizayer tamid machmas tamzeh. A person has to be very careful based on this reasoning. Shelo b'mkom hechrech milagalos. Okay? Mibisaro. That only in places, okay, where it's critical do you go ahead and undress. V'afilu ma'at. And even a little bit. Whatever the derech is to be covered with begadim, that's the way you should be, even when there aren't people around. Okay? But then he says, Avarashoi legalos yodo ad kuvado. However, it's okay to have your arms, short sleeves like this, up until your elbows, he says. Vitzavaro ad hachazeh. And you can have your wad, you can have, you know, a shirt where your neck, okay, is exposed. Buddy says, and we're going to explain this, Alkena and Pilos, he says, but therefore, socks, Yireh L'Lavsham, O L'Pashtam, your socks, he says, okay, don't get scared, he says, you should put your socks on and take them off, Gam Kein Tachas Hasadim, also under the sheet. Okay, we're going to explain this, Shalom L'Galos Raglam, so not to expose your feet. So you go, whoa, I understand the Rosh not letting me come in with my toesies into shul, but like I can't take my toesies out in the bedroom, okay, in my own room, and no one's even around. So let's see. We'll talk about it in a second. Because these are, and now he spells it out. Because these shedarchon specifically Lios, and this is what I was explaining before, and this is what Ramosha finds it. Shadarchan Lios Mechusos La'olam B'medinos Elu, because in these countries, cities, towns, people would always have their feet covered. She'ein Holchin Yachet Afilu B'kayetz. In these places, even in the summer, people would not walk barefoot. V'chein Kol Kayotze B'zeh. Im Lo She'i Efshar B'ginachel. This is no other way, which we'll talk about in a second. So now watch this. This is very important. What do you see from Ramosha? He said, from Rav Moshe and from the Mishnah Brura over here, together. You see the Mishnah Brura saying, because this is the way people dress in these places, and they're not exposed in these places, except in warmer climates, people walk barefoot. So you see, it has to do with what's the norm. What's the norm of tznius? So for example, you see, the post who say, based on Rav Moshe, you want to check it out, there's a halacha by Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn. It's a very good halacha. He has a lot of the Shabbos. He also has the laws of daily living. And he points out, based on Ramosha, that for us, the socks is not an issue. Because that's not, we would, as I said, we would walk around barefoot in our house and have people, let's say I opened up the door to my house. So I would walk around barefoot in the house. That's normal. And that's something that, you know, normal people in Bnei Torah would do. Maybe, you know, again, maybe big super Sanua people wouldn't. But it's not something that we view as something that we wouldn't do in front of other people. So again, the norm is, how would we dress in front of other people in our house? So for example, he talked about it's okay to have your sleeves up to your elbows and the collar up until, you know, your collar down and exposing your whole neck. That's just what's totally okay in all places. But after that, it all has to do with what's the norm. So again, we would wear shorts and t-shirts in our house, so shorts and t-shirts, okay, is something that in your bedroom you can have a shorts and t-shirt. But would you walk around your house and walk around in front of your friends just in your undies, in your underwear? So you might, but then again, you have to know, is that the proper level of tznius that a ben Torah is supposed to have in front of the friend? And if not, that's where it comes in. That's why, you know, I looked at this madrich as, what are you crazy? I can't go for a second and, like, you know, put my, get dressed. I have to get dressed covering myself. Yeah, because that's this halacha. Again, is it an isser? Is it an isser gomor? No, but it's something that's appropriate in terms of Hashem awareness. And that's what he says. You should not say, Hinani b'chadrei chadara miro eini yakadosh baruch hu melo chol ha'aretz kevodo. Let's keep going on. We'll talk a little more about this in a second. So then he goes, and therefore, the only time you should really expose your body and undress parts of your body that are not normally exposed anywhere you are, even if you're by yourself, he says, it's only if you have to. That's why he says, let's continue on. He says, let's say you're in a schwitz, you're in a gym, you're at the pool, you're at the mik. Shadarchem shel bnei adam leilech sham arumim v'yevshar v'inacher. Right? That's the place where people get undressed. They go to the mikvah. So that's not aim b'zem yishum pritzus. That's not pritzus. That would be appropriate. By the way, it sounds like this is like the heter. If you ever go to a mikvah, you see people walking around naked. I always wonder, I'm not so sure this is a heter for that. Because it could just be, as he's going to say in a second, b'chein, keep going. K'sherochet v'nahar. Let's say you're going to go ahead and wash yourself in the river, get undressed. So too adin king. Raki zayer lifshot v'lilvosh. But he says, samuch l'nahar. Because you shouldn't go ahead, you're on the beach all by yourself. So you need to get undressed, you know, 500 yards away, and then they can run naked into the ocean? No. It should be next to the river. Kol Masha Efshar. So what's interesting, by the Beis HaMerchat or the mikvah, he doesn't seem to say, take off your clothes right before you go into the mikvah, although the logic would be the same. So the split that people want to say is, for example, a bathroom, or let's say a bathhouse or a mikvah, those are places that are designated, that's where you are designated to be undressed. So therefore, it might be okay. Although, again, sensitivity makes sense that I don't think you should walk around like totally, like it's because you're in the mikvah, it's not a free-for-all, you know. Like the proper sneeze even there would be to keep yourself covered until right before you go in and then you come out. Okay, so that's the basic yisur. But today, shelo yelech, he says, begili aguf shelo letzara. You should not be walking around undressed without any tzorech. V'afilu ervaso ain't tzorech l'chasos b'riyos l'dar. And even your erva, right? You could undress even your erva, which, by all accounts, is not something you should be walking around like that in your room. But in the bathroom, obviously, you could undress. But in your bedroom, you shouldn't be addressed, for sure, right? Totally undressed, walking around. Okay, he says, you don't have to go ahead and expose yourself, sorry, and not expose your erva when you're going down into the river. You have to get, you don't have to go in with your clothes and then pull your clothes off, right? Next to the river, you know, you take your clothes off, you have to, you go in. If you go around and right there you cover yourself, it shows as if you're embarrassed of your erva, of your bismillah. So you don't go ahead and cover it in places where it's appropriate to be undressed, like the bathroom, etc. Okay, and right by the river before you're going to go in, so that would be okay. And he says, however, when you're coming out of the river, and now you're facing the people. Okay, so then then you should go ahead and bow down or cover yourself, your area, in order to be covered before you put your clothes on, right? But you should not, we're going to see about this later, you shouldn't touch yourself in your erva, okay? You guys all know what erva is, this being, you know, lashon kadosh here, okay? Kimoshi is bar, b'sof simon gimel, isa b'shas. Now we have in the shas, cholot shel talmid chacham, kol she'ein b'saro niris mi tachtov. So the clothes, the garment of a talmid chacham, again, this chaluk used to be what? This chaluk used to be a chaluk that would go over his whole body, they didn't wear pants. So he's saying, the chaluk of a talmid chacham, others say even if a regular person, kol she'ein b'saro niris mi tachtov. You shouldn't be able to see, it should be see-through. A person's clothes should not be see-through. Makes sense. Yes, ayidna ein nizarim b'zeh. Nowadays, they're not so worried. Why? Because mishum shehochin akoba batei shokayim ve'ein abasa niris. Because now everyone walks with pants. So if you have the clothes, right, this long shirt over your body and over your erva, okay, you don't have to worry about it, like, being see-through, because we wear pants. Unless your pants are also see-through, then you got some serious issues, okay? So that's that. Now, halacha, beis Mishnah Berurah in halacha, Sifkatan Beis, Kishi Yakum. So in Sifkatan Beis, he says, it comes out that if you do this super-duper technique of getting dressed, okay, under your blanket, so you'll be standing up, and as you're standing up from your blanket, from your sheet, you'll be totally clothed. Rotsa lomar, Kishi Yakum, when you get up, the yetze mitachas kisis nir, and you get up from being covered by your sheet, because the person was naked under that sheet when he took his clothes off. Now you'll be, immediately, as you get out, you'll be, the clothes will fall down over you, and you'll be totally covered. Naturally, you get the technique down, you'll be totally covered. Again, practically for us, we wear pajamas and things like that, okay? So, ideally, the way to do it and to get undressed and really to do it is to cover yourself if you're going to be in your room, or if you could go into a bathroom and do it in a bathroom in your house and things like that, that's also a way that you can get undressed to get into your pajamas and things like that. But otherwise, really, the way to change your underwear and things like that is to be covered or do it in an area where that's the place of designation for you know, being undressed. Okay? You'll say, oh, I'm designating my room to be that way. No, but your room is not your room is not a bathroom. Your room is not a shower. Okay? You can all be a chacham. Oh, this is the place. This is not like my bedroom. I'm saying my bedroom is like a bathroom, so therefore I can run around naked in it. Okay, no, it's not. It's, and we're going to see, even in a bathroom, okay, the halachas are not so pashut when you and how much you can uncover. Okay, if you just stop going to a, you know, to make as opposed to, you know, taking a shower and things like that. Later on in Reish Lamed Tes, we'll learn how do you take off your garment. So when a person, and he puts his clothes under, no, not when you're getting dressed. When he puts his clothes under his head, let's say to lie down on, that's something, it's actually based on a Gemara, that you're susceptible to, you know, losing and not remembering your learning. It's a Gemara. The Mefarshim explained, look what he says, but if there's something in between your head and your clothes, you shouldn't use your clothes as a pillow, but if there's something in between your head and the clothes, that would be something that's okay. Again, the poskim discuss, is this something really that you're not allowed to do? Is it something you shouldn't do like all the time? And again, how these things work in terms of your forgetting your limud, you can speak to Rav Glanz about that. It's not my area. These are more of the Kabbalistic area. But this is the type of thing that is actually brought down in the Gemara. So it makes sense to be nizar b'zeh and not to go ahead and do it. He goes on and he says, the Eshar, right, he said it's okay if you have something in between. Now this is actually Mipiya Kabbalah. The person should not put on two garments at the same time. Let's say you have like a t-shirt and a sweatshirt, like one in the other, right? So you shouldn't put them on together. You put one on and then the other one, because that's also something, as it says, kitasha the shikha. The post can discuss is the same issue when you rip off. Like you take off your sweatshirt and your t-shirt. Is that a problem taking them off together? So some say that's not brought down and that's okay. Some say that also you shouldn't go ahead and do that. Again, we want to remember as much limud Torah as we can. Okay, is this really a formal isser? No, it just sounds like it's a good idea based on Kabbalah to follow it. It's brought down. Okay, again, there are certain things that, you know, you can hear from Mekubalim and things like that, and like, you know, all these different things that people go ahead and they do. Okay, and they'll do all these, you know, silly things like wearing red ribbons, and they're not actually don't have any real basis in Chazal. Okay, but these are, you know, especially the thing like sleeping on the garment. Okay, is it usher? I mean, putting your head down and using it as a pillow, is it usher to do that? Might not be. It might not even be usher to do it once. But again, it's brought down in the Gemara and it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, or at least in the Mishnah Berurah here, and therefore something to be makbid on. We're going to see in terms of also which shoe to put on first. Again, these are things that are brought down. Just to go ahead and blow them away is not, you know, is not necessarily the way to go. We have 1 minute here left, if not even.
Hakorei ksav shal gabe ha-kever. Someone who reads ksav, writing that's on top of a grave. Oh, ha-mestakal b'fnei ha-meis, or one who gazes at the face of a corpse, of a dead person. Mishakeach limudo, he'll forget his learning. He says, as well, v'ayin o b'prima gadim b'dvarim ha-machzirin ha-limud. And you check the Prima Gadim for things that restore, okay, forgotten learning. So the Mefarshim explained that, as Kaf Chaim, he writes that this halacha applies only to letters that protrude from the gravestone, not to letters that are engraved in the stone. So again, we're talking about going ahead and reading, according to Kaf Chaim, reading things that are protruding, letters that are protruding from the actual gravestone. Sif Gimel. So, having discussed the need to wear the undershirt with tznius, the Shulchan Aruch now moves to another aspect of putting on clothing. And he says, Yedaktik b'chaluko l'lavsho kedarko shelo yahafoch papnimi l'chutz. A person should be careful with his undershirt. You have to understand in those days the undershirt would actually, you'd see it because it would come out from below the shirt. So, you have to put it on in the normal manner, right? You should not turn it inside out. What's going on over here? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan gimel b'chaluko. Afal pishu tachas kol ha-malbushim b'chol shekein b'shar b'gadim. He says chaluko here, which is the undergarment. Okay, even though that it is under all his other clothing, the halacha is he has to be makbid there, because again, as we said, the chaluk would come out under, so you'd see it. You'd see it being worn inside out. So the kosher came b'shar begadim. So what he's saying is, even though it's under all the other clothes, still you shouldn't do it. What's the basic idea? The basic idea is that if he put it inside out and now wishes to put it on properly, so the garment on the inside will be much harder to go ahead and remove and change to the right side, because you have to take off all the layers of clothing. And he's basically saying that this is a problem for any garments that can be seen inside, and for sure clothes that are on the outside. And what he's saying, the clothes on the outside, not so much trouble to remove them and put them on the right way, yet it's a problem to go ahead and be wearing these garments inside out. What's the problem? Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet. Lachutz says ve'yirau tfiros hamigunos ve'imre hachaluk ve'isgana b'nei abrios. So what's the issue? The issue of having your clothes on inside out, even your undergarments, which do show out to people, it would leave the unsightly stitches and the hem of the undershirt visible, and one will therefore be degraded in people's eyes. Now the implication here is that the undergarment, if it's something that cannot be seen at all by others, then it could be worn inside out. Although there are poskim that say that people should even be particular, even with such garments. What the pshat is a good question, because it seems to be the whole issue is that the stitches and the hem, all this, if it's on upside down, inside out, then it will look ichi, and people will look at you, and you'll be degraded in their eyes, which is something, okay, which even an average person, not only a Talmud Chacham, has to be concerned about. Now he goes on, and he says, V'im lo nizhar v'hafach. He says, if a person was not careful and he put on a garment inside out, im talmud chachamu, if he is a talmud chacham, tzarech l'fashno v'lasso v'lasso k'darko. He has to remove it and put it on in the usual way. Shelo yeh, b'chal masniyeh chas v'shalom. So he will not be in the category of those, according to Pasuk, those who make me hated, chas v'shalom. Ushar kol adam, ein tzarech. And other people, not talmidei chachamim, ein tzarech. They do not have to go ahead and turn it back from inside out. But for tefillah, everyone has to have their clothes on properly. Because it's important that people have refined dress at the time of davening. Very serious. He's saying here, when you put on a garment, it's good to take both sides of the garment. Let's say a jacket. You put on a jacket. It's good to take both sides of, let's say, the jacket in one's right hand, the yad yamino, the yil bash hayamin, the achar kach hasmol, and to go ahead and then put on the right side and then the left side. You really do that. The way you do that is you hold both sides of the garment in the right hand, then you move the garment behind the back, passing it to its left side, to his left hand. This way he can dress his right side and then the left side. So that's what he means by when you're putting on the garment, it's good to take both sides of the garment in the right hand. And to put on the right side and then the left side, the way you'll be able to do that is by shifting it over to the left hand so you can put the right side in first. Now, he says that one should have in mind, he goes on to say, Toshi Yasim, and when he's doing this, he has in mind, Ki akol nichlal biyamin, umin yamin bahasmol. He should have in mind while doing this that everything is included in the right side, and from the right comes the left. This really is an expression of a Kabbalistic idea that the right side represents Hashem's Midas HaRachamim, and the left side is his Midas HaDin, and therefore we say everything is included in the right side. That means that even his din is ultimately rooted in his rachamim. And this minhag of initially taking both sides of the garment in the right hand, that's based on Kabbalah. But the idea of dressing the right side before the left, that's actually based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, which requires putting on we'll see on the next Yomi, which will be on Sunday, the idea of putting on the right shoe before the left as a display of respect for the right side of the body, which is the more important side, based on what we're saying now. Regarding a left-handed person getting dressed, the idea of all the laws that stem from giving respect to the right side of the body, he should, legabe these halachas, although tefillin, as we know, might be different, he should act the same as a right-handed person. This is what the Mefarshim say. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah finishes now with a quote from the Rambam. Kasav HaRambam, Maldish Talmud Chacham, Yeh Maldish Na'eh V'Naki. The Maldish of a Talmud Chacham should consist of pleasant and clean clothing. It's also for him to allow a stain, fatty residue, or the like to be found on these clothes. You shouldn't wear, okay, the clothes of sarim, the upper class of society. You shouldn't be dressing like, oh, so spitz. So you shouldn't wear super spitz clothes, which everyone stares at, nor should you wear the clothing of the poor, which will degrade those who wear it, but rather, good, stam, average clothing, ayin sham, oh, check it out there. Once again, this has to do with halachas specific Talmud Chacham, and that's where we saw the other halacha, that dafka Talmud Chacham also is the one that has to, b'di'evid, turn his garments from inside out back to the norm, ad kan.